presents Nelson Eddy. Pleasant hour for life and power. Brought to you by 160 business-managed electric companies, with Robert Armbruster in the orchestra, and starring Nelson Eddy.
Thank you very much, and hello, everybody. That was Victor Herbert, Tramp, Tramp, Tramp. And while we're on the subject, I'd like to pay a little serious tribute to the American infantry. Wars are won by the men who wade through mud and steel. A lot of hard, tough fighting lies ahead, and it's the doughboy who'll be doing it. So let's hold a thought for him. Moving along now on the Electric Hour, our words and music company for tonight includes Gloria Scott and a very excited pair, Robert Armbruster and Frank Graham.
Excited? Who's excited?
We're no more Nelson Eddy than excited is.
Well, if he's around here that's excited as anybody.
Now, wait a minute, man.
There'll be more lives than all our count.
Nelson, what on earth is wrong with him?
Nothing very nervous, Gloria. They're just a little much.
Now, you've got me doing it.
It's just this, Gloria. One of the presidential candidates is going to be on our program tonight.
A presidential candidate?
Phone call came from the White House this afternoon.
The White House? Oh, you're just teasing me.
I think it's a gag myself. Now, calm down, Frank. Frank? Calm down. And I introduce the next number.
All right. But you'll be skeptical because you're sorry. And now from the production song of Nelson, Mr. Music sings.
No.
Please, Norway.
No, Frank, go over there in the corner and pull yourself to pieces. I'll introduce the song myself. It's Strange Music from the production Song of Norway.
I found you. I found you. Getting a situation down in black and white, Nelson. The coal, yeah, that's black, and the light is white. It so happens that this lump of coal weighs exactly 1 pound. And it so happens that the bulb is 100-watt bulb. Now, if I were to grind this pound of coal to a fine powder and burn it in a modern power plant, I'd get enough steam to generate 1 kilowatt-hour of electricity.
How much is that?
Well, it's enough to burn this bulb for 10 hours, or enough to run a small radio for about 25 hours. A food mixer for about 13, a washer for about 7. Any one of those from a single pound of coal. But 25 years ago, it took a lot more coal to produce a kilowatt hour of electricity than it does today. And this engineering improvement is but one of the methods by which the electric light and power companies have been able to make your electric service better and cheaper year by year. And in recent years, despite the war, despite unprecedented demand for electric power, the supply of your home electricity has been ample, and the price has been kept down, while many other living costs went up. Back of all this is sound management and hard work on the part of the men and women in your electric company who know their business and who are preparing now for even greater accomplishments in days to come. Every week, hundreds of Nelson Eddy's fans write in asking him to sing their favorites. Tonight, Nelson complies with a special request and sings Jacques Wolff's well-known Grand Heaven.
this world of war, pack and travel to the kingdom of my Lord. Count it seven, come 11. I'm going there, I'm going there. I'm going to climb the golden stair. Sleep the devil, yeah, and his rabble. For to claim my soul's reward. Yes, sir, they'll wash me white as snow in Jerusalem land. Those honey rivers flow in Jerusalem land. I go, you go, all of us go to the Lord's baptizing. I know, wash me white as the driven snow in Jerusalem land.
I was just backstage and the candidate's here now.
The presidential candidate?
Yes, and he wants you to introduce him.
Oh, gladly. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my honor and a great privilege to introduce to you a man who is known far and wide, a man who comes to you not as an ordinary citizen, but as a candidate for president.
Ladies and gentlemen, where we indeed have I walked into a microphone and seen so many faces we've wet dead?
Pardon me, Mr.
It is where we are pleasure to present my program to so many intelligent people.
Just a moment there, Mr. Candidate.
Oh, please stop interrupting.
But aren't you Raymond Radcliffe?
Yes, Raymond Radcliffe, experienced, upright, fearless, colossal.
You the man who called us this afternoon?
Yes, it was very nice of you to answer. I thought you said you lived in the White House.
That's white, Mr. Armbruster.
Well, what's white? The house?
Oh, no, the house is black.
Yeah, but you just said it was the White House.
That's why. It's a black White House.
Oh, no. What kind of a place is a black White House?
It's just like any other White House. Very tall and has a big white on top that goes wound and wound and wound.
I mean a White House.
Well, sure.
And every night I go out and I watch the whites go round and round and round.
Yeah, you must get quite a kick out of that.
Oh, it makes me dizzy. With all this housing shortage, though, I was very lucky to find a White House to live in.
Well, yeah, how did you find it?
In a classified ad.
Under rental?
No, under White Housekeeping. Say, Mr. Eddie, does this program go as far as Sydney?
Yes, it does.
Hello, Sydney.
Now, just a minute. Look, you can't use a radio for communications, and what makes you think you could use this program for a political speech?
Well, see, I just naturally thought it would be all right, Mr. Eddie. This is the Electric White Hour, and I use watts of electricity.
Well, I guess you would use lots living in a lighthouse.
Uh-huh. And I'm very grateful for this opportunity to address the nation.
What's your ticket, Mr. Radcliffe?
I don't have a ticket, Miss Scott. Couldn't get a travel priority.
But you must have a platform.
Oh, I do, I do. My platform is loaded with planks. It's solid. I am for foreign policy, free trade, free enterprise, a package of cigarettes in every pocket. I'm for wife, liberty, and Esquire. I promise improvement for everybody. Rich man, poor man, beggar man.
How about the white collar man?
Faster laundry deliveries.
Women's rights?
Yeah, stronger weapons, too.
How about the farmer? What do you give him?
Larger crops. That ain't hay. So when you go to the polls tomorrow, cast your ballot for me.
Go to the polls tomorrow?
Yep.
Raymond, don't look now, but election day was yesterday.
And when you cast that... Yesterday?
Yesterday.
You mean everybody's already voted?
Yes, they have.
Oh, this is terrible. Now, I didn't leave my White House all day.
Tied down?
No, the tide was up.
Oh.
No, I won't be president. See, I'm sorry I bothered you, Mr. Eddie.
Oh, don't be unhappy, Raymond.
I'm not unhappy. Complete request for, and that's all. Simply crushed. I had such a lovely campaign song.
Well, why don't you sing it for us anyway, Raymond?
Sure, come on, Raymond. We'll help you out with it.
All right. Oh, is for Republican and Roosevelt. A is for the, you know what I mean. B is Democratic and for doing. C is for campaigning, keep it clean. L is for electric rights and power. I F, if elected, going to put them all together, they spell what with.
I hope, it's off to work we go. Our candidates are with the way we know. I hope because he goes the slow. Too bad he was so slow. We don't know when you run again. I hope, I hope,
I hope. Wonderful song, Raymond.
Hey, know what you want to do? You want to start running right now for the elections in 1948.
Start running now for 1948?
Certainly.
All right, but I'll sure be out of breath when I get there. Good night.
Good night, Raymond. Gloria Scott and Nelson Eddy now singing Felix Mendelssohn's lovely duet On Wings of Song.
Oh,
And now we come to the point where Frank Graham tells us why we're getting twice the electricity we got for about the same money 15 years ago.
Not tonight, no.
You mean we're not? No, we're going to talk about Christmas instead. It's a little early, isn't it?
Well, it may seem early. But those of us who are mailing Christmas presents had better get them off right away. Christmas mailing this year will be more hectic than ever. Railroads and post offices are jammed with war business. We can all make the load lighter for them by mailing our gifts in November and by making them small in bulk. Why not give war bonds this Christmas? They're easily wrapped, easily mailed, and will go a long way. But whatever you send, please mail it now, or it may not get there in time. This advice is from the Office of War Information.
Here's a song about harvest time. But it also proves that a young man's fancy turns to thoughts of love in any season. It's the crown of the year.
Sing, sing of the harvesting time. Hi-ho, the sun is so fair. Fields all aglow with sheaves in a row. Harvest is harvesting there. Starting the corn with a jolly goodwill. Corn for the market and corn for the mill. Plenty for all and to spare. Plenty for all and to spare. Greater need than ever for Army nurses.
In fact, the Army needs 10,000 more nurses at once. If you're a nurse, you can volunteer for Army service through your local chapter of the Red Cross. Next week, Robert Ambrosia and the orchestra, Frank Graham, Gloria Scott, and I will meet you once again on the Electric Hour. Our special guest will be a newspaper man, Phil Oliver. And we think you're going to enjoy the program with us. Until next Wednesday, then, may happiness light your home and more power to you. Good night.
The Electric Hour comes to you from Hollywood. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.